Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. Across the veil is a unique experience of communication with those who have preceded us across the veil. During the hour, you may receive a message, hear from a loved one, friends, angels, guides, teachers, masters, anyone who wants to bring a message over to you. The messages might seem to be a little bit strange, or like they might not match up, or maybe you don't recognize a name, a place, or a situation. But don't worry about it, because eventually it's going to reveal itself and it's going to show you who that is or what it was all about, or maybe it's a connection. Sometimes the connection can actually be a friend of someone that you've been trying to connect with who's bringing them through or bringing a message through for them. The program is open for callers. If you have any trouble getting through, please keep trying to call, because I'm more than happy to do some answering some questions or bringing some messages to the listeners today. And we're going to begin today's program with, I've had this gentleman's energy around me most of the day. It's kind of interesting. We're actually doing a woman's show this weekend, and as I was setting up, he was just really pestering me and really kind of in my energy, and he kept telling me that somebody who is listening to the program has been desperately trying to connect with him, and he's showing himself in the energy field around the person that would put him in like an uncle position, or a cousin or a great uncle, kind of that removed position. And he kept referring to himself with the name Charlie. So whoever is trying to make a connection with this gentleman, he is wanting to connect with you as well. He's showing me oftentimes what they'll show me when they're trying to get a good connection or tune in, they'll show me this large old radio with these big old dials that they show me that they're working on trying to tune their vibration as we try to attune our vibration as well, so that we can make that connection, so we can make that ability to hear and to communicate much clearer. And he was showing me that radio, that he's been really working on this frequency of trying to bring this message across to his family. And he's wanting me to share the message of love and hope to his particular family that has been wanting to communicate with him. He's showing me that they have gone to other psychics. They have gone to other events where readers have brought over visitors, and they were disappointed of not having heard from him and not having received this message. And he's saying that's not because he hasn't been there, and it's not because he's not there in your life very prevalent, very strongly, but that the timing and that tuning, them seeing those knobs again on that large radio, has just not quite been what has been needed to make this connection. And he's wanting to bring the message of hope to the family. The family feels like they're backed right up against a wall, that they've been trying to find some answers and to gain some insight into his passing and the way that he passed. And he just wants me to bring the message over that he's home, that he's resting, that he is with the family, and that he is visiting frequently with everyone. Caller, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
This is my first time listening, and
I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you please speak up?
Any messages for me?
Yes, can you please speak up just a little bit?
Oh, sure.
There we go. That was great.
Okay.
And you're looking for a message?
Yes.
I'm seeing two particular angels that are hanging kind of around you and are in your space. Do you work much with angels?
I do, yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing two that are very prevalent with you. They're positioning themselves, one on the right and one on the left, right at the shoulder level. I don't know if you, when you were younger, if you were told this. I know when I was a little girl that my mom would say, try to catch your angels as they'd be sitting on your shoulders. That's kind of the positioning that they're taking, is that sitting on your shoulders. They're there for comfort. They're bringing you comfort. It seems that you've not been at peace real recently, that there's been some things that are kind of keeping you turmoiling. And they're coming in to bring you that peace. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any other questions?
Well, I have some relationship challenges right now.
You're going through some relationship situations?
Yes.
Okay. In about 3 months, that's going to change.
The relationship?
It's going to seem like it. What they're showing me is kind of like a roller coaster. And they're showing me that in about 3 months is when that roller coaster is going to level.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So like a relationship change or just evening out?
It feels like it's going to actually go, you know, a couple more of these dips and ups and downs, and then all of a sudden you're going to get this level that you've been seeking.
It's going to what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
They're showing me that it's kind of going to level out, that even though things have been up and down and rocky or however you want to word that, because they're showing me the roller coaster, that in about 3 months you're going to hit that level plane where things are going to level out, where it's going to be kind of where you've been wanting to be in the relationship and also where the other person in the relationship has wanted to be. It's like you're going to come to a meshing of terms.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, so bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Going back to Charlie, he's not done bringing his message to his family. He is wanting the family to know that he likes the changes that have been made. I get the feeling that there's the possibility that Charlie was being cared for by family members because of having a little bit of a, I don't want to say retardation, but a little bit of a backwardsness about him. And he wants the family to know that he's okay and everything has worked out and that he's home and that he's very much at peace and very much rejoicing. And he's just really showing me this, that he wants the family that cared for him and that showed him love to know that he's sending this love and this caring back to the family as well. I'm also hearing a message from Mikey, to his sister and to his namesake. He is wanting to say thank you for everything that you have done. He's also wanting me to share with you that the card that you found is not by any means a coincidence. Excuse me. Hold on. Excuse me. That he made sure that that was in the space where you would find it. He also is with his namesake very, very frequently. He is present with him a lot. When he hasn't been feeling real well, he has been there with this young one, helping him get through this. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, I thought I'd call into the show to see if you could give an impression on me, or
To see if I could get what for you?
Just an impression. I don't know if I have a should have a question about maybe some new real estate or.
Can I have you hold 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. Apparently, someone is listening to the program who is having a problem. So if you can hold, sir, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Someone who is listening to the program is having something that's going on around their throat area. I am going to send some healing and light into that to bring some healing into that throat. Because as I'm connecting with the listeners that are listening to the program, I'm feeling this this throat issue. I'm sending love and light and healing to it and allowing it to go to this listener, allowing them to begin to be healed, allowing that to become balanced. Okay. Sorry about that, sir.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. You were wanting to know if I could get any impressions or any messages for you?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for some new real estate. I don't know exactly where it is. If you could get that, that would be great. Or if you could pick out some other message or something that...
Okay. You're looking for real estate? Is that what you had said?
Yeah, I think it's not maybe not be available for 3 or 4 months, but I'm fixing up my existing home, and I've kind of been said that I've been, you know, I'm supposed to sell it, and then I'm you know, supposed to get some, maybe a more spacious home.
Okay. Where are you currently residing?
I'm in Old Town Tustin, California, inside of Orange County, California.
Okay. Are you wanting to move more north? I'm feeling you going north.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling a movement to the north, and that's a positive move for you. There's something there environmentally which is going to be beneficial to you. Do you get aches like I don't want to say like arthritic because I don't like to give arthritic any kind of place, but do you have like any like aches, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. As you go to the north, wherever that leading is taking you, it's going to help you with a change in climate on that.
You know, actually, I don't know if I'm going to be going that far. One psychic said it was going to be like only like 3 to 5 miles northwest, so I don't know if it's...
Interesting.
I don't know.
Maybe there's something within the environment of your home in particular that's creating some of that as well.
It's right by the freeway.
Ah, there we go. Okay. That may be why I started choking.
It's right by the jet thing. The jets fly right over, too, so I go on mute, you know, when I'm on the air. I go to mute, you know, because the plane will fly over.
Okay. Definitely. I can relate to that then. I can see where that, all of that fallout and all of that in your space.
You know, they said it would kind of be like a more spacious thing where I'm on flat land now, but I might, you know, have a view, you know, like on a hill or something. And they
said what they're telling me to share with you is that you can write the ticket of where it is that you want it to be.
Oh, so it's not one certain place. It may be many places.
Exactly. Exactly, and it's something that you have the ability to manifest greatly. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but they're showing me that they work with you through manifestation very intently.
Oh well,
and
I'm born the week of manifestation. I know astrology.
Very good, and that's what you can do if you want a place that's got in most incredible, awesome view, and you want this and you want that, be very specific about that, and don't just say, I want a yellow house on a hill. Be very specific in, you know, I want it to have a yellow house with a sliding glass door that looks out over the mountain range that has a pool, or, you know what I mean? Be very, very specific, because they're going to help you meet that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You have the energy of... Palladians, and orbs around you a lot. Have you noticed in pictures that you're taking with a digital camera that you're picking up a lot of the orbs and those that they appear as white as the like red and orange and blue streaks, but they have like the Palladian energy in them? You have a lot of that energy around you as well right now.
Only the good ones, right?
Pardon? Yes.
Only the good ones, okay.
Yes. Yes. It's that big energy. They're showing me it's the big energy. It's not. I know you had said the good energy. It's not any of the darkness. It's not any of the light. It's that big energy. That blast of energy type of thing.
Expanding spaciousness energy.
Pardon?
Expanding spaciousness.
It very well could be a part of all of that expansion that you're looking for. Yes. It could be very much a part of that, and that may be why you're being drawn to that. But we definitely need to get you away from that freeway and the airplanes and all that stuff.
Oh, it's terrible. They used to wake me up. You know, I've lived here for a while, but I remember just coming out of a sleep thinking the truck's going through the house or something.
Oh, my goodness. And to have such a connection with it, that it basically, the minute I began speaking with you, I could literally feel like I was being choked.
I know. You did a prayer for that choking thing, you know. And right, I had somebody else that was choking on hold, I think, when I was on there.
Yeah.
On hold,
very
choking, but somebody else was sounded like they were choking on the other end, or on maybe on hold or something. I don't know who it was.
Huh. Interesting. So there's a lot of that energy around you. So you want to keep that energy and that space, the oxygen around your body clear.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Do you have any other questions?
Let me see. I don't know. I guess I need to remodel this house and everything. I'm not sure. You know, should I just try to focus on that, or do you think I should try to focus on some other kind of job, like either, you know, massage or getting to work, you know, for some other place? Or
are you wanting to do what I'm feeling, the energy of like flipping a house kind of thing, where you're going in and remodeling and then flipping it?
Yeah, well, I've lived here for some time, but I think I could get a lot more money out of it once I totally remodel it, which I'm doing kind of inexpensively right now.
Okay. They're saying don't skimp on the small details.
Oh.
The things that might seem insignificant to you, don't skimp on those.
Huh?
And they're showing me that, I don't know if you've begun the major transformation of the property or not, but they're showing me the number 3. And so the number 3 could mean that, you know, in 3 months or, you know, in the third month, that type of thing, that this could be accomplished. But they're showing me something significant to the number 3.
It should be about 3 months. That's what I've told. I must have talked to a half a dozen psychics, and I'm kind of going back into my own energy mode instead of, you know, listening to some other ones. Because someone saw a spacious one, but they didn't see any house at all on it. So it's amazing, you know, how some will differ.
Everybody picks up a little bit different, and it's kind of nice when we can have our own information and then have a validation from others, because it's really hard to work in our own space sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, thank you for your call.
It's been really exciting. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We were talking, I had Mikey, an energy of Mikey. Here he comes. He's coming back in. Who is sharing a message for his sister and his namesake. And he's wanting me to make sure that, Mom, you're aware that he is there with little Mikey whenever Mikey is not feeling well. And I have the feeling that little Mikey is very young, and that he is going through those childhood things that kids sometimes go through as we're starting to develop our immune systems. And Mikey, your brother Mikey, wants me to share with you not to be concerned about that, that he's okay, that he's watching over him, Caller, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I had a question. A gentleman...
Could I have you speak up a little bit, please?
Yes, it's better.
Perfect.
Okay, I had a gentleman who was like a second dad to me pass away last week. And I actually found out about it on my dad's birthday, which was Monday. I'm wondering, does this person have anything he'd like to say to me? His name's Ken.
Ken, okay. Well, when you began talking, immediately what I felt was that I don't have Ken's energy particularly coming forward right at this point in time. He's new. He's a newbie at home, and he's new at being over there. But he's coming through the energy of a female, an older female woman is bringing his energy through to say that he's home.
Yeah.
And to say that everything is fine, that his transition was in time, that it was meant to be. There was no There was no ill. There was no, he stepped when he was supposed to step, is what she's relaying to me to give to you. As my granddaughter would say, it was their time, Grandma.
Yeah, I have that feeling about him, and I also have a feeling that he's very happy. He was just,
and very much at peace, and glad to be home. Did he like to go outside and walk a lot? Because she's showing me that he's doing something with movement, and it may be that his movement was limited in these last few years in his physical form, but there's something about movement that he's really attached to on the other side. Is the word that she used, really attached to on the other side.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. He liked to walk a lot, and it became limited more as he had heart problems. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Have a great evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I also I've had this angelic energy that's been coming in, and I know that earlier we had a situation where as I was connecting with one of the callers, the energy of choking came in, and it was from the air and that in the environment. But I've also been having this angelic energy in my space and in my presence today, wanting me to talk to someone who just recently received a diagnosis of cancer. This diagnosis has really thrown you in a tailspin. They're showing me that it was the type of thing where you had just gone in for a routine checkup, the doctor did some routine work, and lo and behold, they've come back with the diagnosis, and it has really thrown your world upside down. You're very physical, you're very active, you're very done everything right, eaten right, lived right, all of those things. So it's I'm hearing it's that questioning in the mind, why me, why me, why me? And the angelic being that's coming in wants me to share with you that they're offering you energetic healing, and in that energetic healing, it's going to bring your body back into balance and back into alignment, and that this diagnosis will change. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi.
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
And may I ask, is there any way you connect with anyone that has a message for me on the other side?
Let me see if I can find somebody out there. I'm seeing a number of white energetic, I won't almost say like light energy, that's really kind of swirling in your space. Have you been drawing in more of like higher good understanding, connecting more with your guides, more connecting with divine source?
I'm trying. Yes, I feel I am.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing around you very strongly. I'm seeing this. They're swirling almost to the point where it almost wants to make me dizzy as I connect with your energy. And okay. They're swirling around you, and they're so right there that it's just a matter of you just kind of need to learn to trust that they are right there, and grab a hold of that trust and that knowledge that they are right there for you.
Okay.
And don't second guess your walk. Don't second guess your purpose. I'm also hearing that one, that you have been working on trying to find out your life path purpose.
I hope I am.
That's something you're working on, though. It's something you don't take lightly, and they're saying don't second-guess yourself. Allow this energy to keep building and allow them to keep blessing you and to keep bringing in the information. They're coming through in what almost appears to be that real still, small voice. When you hear things, it almost seems like, did I just hear something? And you kind of want to kind of draw back and like listen. It's kind of like you're hearing a conversation going on in another room.
Okay. Yes, I understand that.
You do understand what I'm trying to?
I do what you're saying. I do.
Okay. And that's what they're showing me, is you're on the right path, you're going the right direction, And as you're continuing to want to connect with them, they're working, like we were talking at the beginning of the program, those big knobs on that radio, twisting and turning and tuning in and bringing up that vibration so that you can do that connection that you're working on.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Do you see a romance, a new romance? Do you see the, because I'm broken up with someone and I'm really trying to get over him. I believe I have.
Okay. They're showing me, okay, they're showing me a couple things that you need to do to finalize that relationship.
Ooh.
And even though we can be over a relationship and say we're done with it, sometimes we need to break connections. Sometimes we need to break those little cords that want to hold us. And what they're showing me is that you want to do maybe take a bath and put like a little bit of Epsom salts in there. And as you're doing that bath, allowing that energy of that relationship to be washed away from you.
Interesting.
And allowing that to disconnect from you and be removed from you.
My home I smudged with white sage and tried to clean the energy out. I've taken a broom and used the metaphysical with the sweeping the energy through the window, you know, cleaning
very
the
good,
air
very
out.
Good.
I
would recommend doing it on a personal level and doing the bath, using just like a, you know, just a couple pinches of salt in the water and allowing yourself to just be completely covered by the water and rinsing that off. And as the water's going down the drain, it's removing all of the tailings of that relationship.
That is so beneficial. April, you're great.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just the messages that come through from your guides that I like to share with you.
And you have my favorite voice. Thanks again. Take care.
Do you have any other questions?
I love your shows. I'm
thank
really
you for,
fine.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, God bless.
Uh-huh. Have a great evening. Bye-bye. All right. Going back to the energy that this angelic being is bringing in on this healing with this cancer, they're showing me that as they show you how to bring your body into an alignment and into a balance, that you will actually remove this diagnosis. You will reverse this diagnosis through the care and the hands of the angels. They're really showing me that they're really working with you, that this is something, and I really hate this statement, they're showing me this is an old karmic contract, and I hate those words, that has come to the surface, but they're helping you work through. The reason I don't like the word karmic and contracts is because we can send the energy to the future and we can send the energy back to our past and we can heal that without having to live through it. And when you use the word contract sounds so finalized. I have a contract. It's signed, sealed, delivered contract that says this, this, and this, and you can't break a contract. So that's why I don't care for those particular words. But when we're working in healing work and when we're working with that type of thing, we need to realize that that's not a contract that's sealed and in stone, that this is something that the angels are going to help you be able to move through. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, hi, April. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, could you speak up just a little bit?
I can.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
I have a question, and this I thought I'd never ask, about my love life. I wanted to know if I've got one coming.
Okay. Are you in a current relationship right now?
Well, it's very interesting. I am in a relationship, but it's not in the physical dimension. It's in the higher, I'm working with my twin flame in the higher dimension. And I'm wondering.
Okay, because I'm feeling a relationship there already, so my mind is like, why is she asking this question?
Yeah, I've been working with him in the higher dimensions, though. I've been doing some healing and some work with him, but I'm wondering if it's ever going to manifest in the physical, if I'm ever going to meet him.
Okay.
Or if it's just going to be a non-physical, you know, if it's going to stay in spirit.
The position you're in right now with that is going to stay where it's at. It's going to get richer. It's going to get more enlightened. It's going to become more divine source connected.
Mm-hmm. It's at a very high level.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said it's at a very high level. But I was just
it is a very high level relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was wondering if he was conscious of me, if he was, like, I've seen him, and I know who he is in the physical. I've seen him in the physical. I went to attend one of his lectures. But I don't think he knows who I am.
What's interesting is he is also doing high-level work, and you two have actually met through that wavelength, is what I'm seeing. So he's aware of you. I don't know is that he would recognize you in the physical. Because
right.
When you transition and you're doing higher level work, you actually shapeshift.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may be blocking his ability to recognize you in the physical.
Okay.
So maybe do a little bit less shapeshifting, and that may help him be able to see you a little bit better.
Well, we don't even live in the same country. So I was
okay.
wondering if he was going to make any effort to meet me, because I get he's going to, but I don't know if he's going to. I don't know if he's how
well,
conscious he is.
It's very interesting because it's like I said, it's a very unioned relationship. It almost feels like you both have had many lifetimes together.
Well, he's a twin flame.
He's a what?
He's what's called a twin flame. He's my other half.
There you go. Okay. So they're what I call twin flame. Definitely feel that energy of that, and it is on a very very high level. Like I said,
the
at thing the
is
beginning,
that
it was
I,
very your question threw me because of what I was feeling, and I'm thinking, well, she's already there.
But it's not in this dimension, so it's just
right.
It's very interesting. I spend a lot of time and energy working with it and working with him, but it's not in the physical. So
right. They're showing me that if you want to have a physical relationship, that it's okay for you to seek that, but it will not be with this person.
Oh, okay.
It will be with another. I don't want to make it sound like it's a negative. It'll be more of on this level, dimensional type of relationship.
Right.
It won't be quite as high of a level as you have with this other relationship. And when you enter into a relationship with someone, they're going to have to be aware of the fact that you work on that other level as well.
Okay.
And they're going to have to respect that.
Okay.
That's the groundwork you need to establish early.
I've been working with him for almost 2.5 years. I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be a point to this. I'm going to meet him someday. But it's not happening, and I'm just wondering, that's what I was just wondering. It's like, am I ever going to meet him? Or can I move on?
Your paths have crossed once already?
Actually, twice. But the first time I wasn't working with him yet. The second time, yeah.
Your paths have crossed is what they're showing me.
Once. Yeah.
And there is the potential for that path to cross again. But what they're showing me is, but when it does cross, the potential to go into a relationship is not going to be there at that time.
Okay.
Whether that means that person's in another relationship or you're in a relationship, the potential's just not going to be there to make the connection. It's not supposed to happen this lifetime.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you so much for answering that, because I really needed clarity on it. It was kind of making me crazy.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for calling.
Thanks so much, April. Appreciate it.
As we look more into some of the healing work that can come through when we connect with the angelic realm or with the other side and the source brings in that love and that light and that healing, we can bring in a balance to our own bodies that will then help it to come into an alignment. And going back to this person that just received that diagnosis and the angelic energy that's with that, they're also showing me that this is something that can be done globally. This is something that can be done universally. Anyone who has received these types of diagnoses or who is fighting something that's a terminal, to bring in divine source, to bring in divine light and allow the angels to work with you and to bring in their energy to give you the strength that you need to move forward and to walk the path that you came to walk and you came to live. I'm also getting a message from another young man, and I've worked with this young man quite frequently. This young man has been found passed, and there was some problems with how his death was handled, and it was deemed as a suicide. And this young man has come in and has spoken to me a number of times and has done work with and for his family, trying to bring in understanding and helping and working with his mother on proving and solving that his death was not suicide, that his death was actually a murder and at the hand of another person. Anyhow, his energy is in today, and he is bringing a message of encouragement to those out there who may be going through similar situations that his family is going through. He's showing me and he's bringing in the message that when our loved ones pass, they don't leave. They're simply right there on a different vibrational plane. They're around. They're able to see and hear and understand what's going on. They're sending love and light in and bringing in messages of hope. And if you're working with a situation where you feel that the death of someone has been handled improperly, or that someone has come in and said that this person passed of that, and you just know within yourself, you know that this is not truth, he's wanting me to encourage you to connect with psychics, to connect with people who can work, who can bring messages through and across and help you formulate ways to help solve these cases and these types of situations. Even though sometimes it seems like a long time has passed, don't ever give up on that. Don't ever look at it and say there's no hope, because there is hope, because there are answers. Do know that they want to help you, and then sometimes it's not worth it for us on the physical plane to go through all that comes with the drama of sometimes solving those cases, but that they're there to give us the answers and to give us the comfort. And what this young man is showing me is that when we can do that type of work, it brings more peace to your heart and it brings more calmness to understanding, whether it's ever solved or whether it's ever brought forward and justice, so to speak, is served. You can serve the justice in your own heart knowing the truth, that it's important to know the truth, that when you know that these people that you just know, there's no way this young man could have done what was supposedly had done. Have the comfort and the confidence within your heart is what he's showing me, to know and to understand that they're sending love across and they're bringing that hope and those messages to us. And sometimes they come through in dreams. And when those messages come in dream, know that what they're showing you is an answer that maybe cannot bring a solution, but a solution to your own heart is really important. I feel like there's another mother who's out there who is suffering a very similar situation to this son and this mother's situation, and that's why this young man is coming forward and is bringing this message, that even though it feels like it's been a number of years and it could never be solved because the case is so cold, understand that what you know in your own heart is the solution to this case because you know the truth, and to learn to trust that and to allow that to bring you peace, to allow that to bring you comfort. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, April.
Hello.
I'm Kim.
Hi.
And I was call actually when I was put through on the phone line, the answer was really beautiful. I'm at the beginning of two legal cases, one criminal and one civil.
Okay.
And they involve my son.
Okay.
And unfortunately my ex-husband.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could give me anything that you're picking up on.
The civil case feels like it's very trivial. Is that basically
it's
what it
compared
is?
Compared to the criminal case.
Right, okay.
Yes. The criminal case is very serious. My ex has molested my son.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a connection with, because they're showing me the civil is very trivial. It's just kind of like, it's like a thorn that's on
yeah.
a beautiful rose. It's
yeah.
just, but the other case is really going to, what they're showing me is that you've got to have absolutely every bit of information that you can have together. Because if you miss one detail, he's going to, basically, they're showing me him walking, like walking away. I'm seeing like a man's back walking away from me. So to me, I would translate that as he's going to walk.
Yeah.
And that's not what you're seeking.
Absolutely.
How old is your son?
9.
Okay, I was feeling him a tad bit younger.
Right, he's got a delay, so he reads younger.
Okay. I want to encourage you, what they're showing me is I want you to encourage you to bring peace to this young man. That even though right now the main thrust of this is, we want justice. We want, when a person harms another, that's just not proper. And we want the system sometimes to work for us, and sometimes the system has to jump through all the hoops, and we have to go through them to get to that point. But what they're showing me is your son doesn't need the hoops. He needs the love.
Right.
He needs the understanding. He needs the compassion. They're showing me almost like when he was little and you'd swaddle him in a blankie and you'd hug him,
yeah.
that kind of love. They're showing that type of energetic love being expressed to him.
Okay.
Is he in the home with you?
Yes.
Okay. Does he still have visitation rights? Because I'm still seeing him having some kind of connection.
Well, officially we have, still legally, he hasn't been charged officially yet.
The
polygraph machine's broken, so he's waiting on, where they're waiting on that. But as soon as he fails a polygraph, they're going to arrest him. But legally, we still have joint custody.
Okay. That must be what I'm picking up then. Because you need to make sure that your son knows that there's a safe environment for him at no matter what.
Right.
That you are going to do what you can. That safe environment for this young man.
Exactly.
You need to really enforce that with him. Enforce with him knowing that no matter what, he can come and talk to you, that you're going to hear it with open arms of love.
Okay.
And one of the things that your guides are showing me is that you're going to have to really work really strongly at keeping your personal emotion and your personal feelings removed.
Yeah.
I know as a mother, my immediate response would be not at all pretty or happy. So I understand what they're trying to say on that emotional level, on that line of being able to handle this very when you go to court, when you go to do the criminal. They're showing me also that you need to wear the color red when you go into court. That you need to wear red. Something about the power of that. Something about bringing in the color red for your personal power, for your ability to go through this. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
If the red power suit. Yes. Bring in that red. There's something about that red that's really, really important. Have you secured an attorney yet?
No. And actually, I'm not sure that I have to have one because the DA is going to prosecute the case. They've already issued the arrest warrant.
I'm seeing a legal counsel for you to visit with.
Okay.
I don't know if that's for on a different level of this case, but there's someone that you need to discuss with on having all of your details together.
Okay.
They're showing me, I'm not saying go out and hire yourself an attorney, but I'm saying have someone that you can speak to that's going to give you the legal, there we go, that's going to give you the legal definition of the legal terms.
Okay.
Okay. Like I said, the civil suit is just, it's almost kind of like an adjutant. That's really insignificant, really, and it's just going to kind of through, but the other one's going to be much heavier. It's going to be something that you need to draw in a lot of the divine source energy, a lot of that higher connection.
Thank you so much.
And then surrounding your son with that love. I'm really seeing the importance of that is making or breaking his adult life.
Yeah,
that
I totally agree
with
you.
He needs to understand that it's okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
That's it. Thanks so much, Miss April. Have
Thank
a blessed
you for
evening.
Calling. Have a
yes.
wonderful evening yourself. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
When our children are involved in situations, it can just be so heart-wrenching, and it can just be so... I know when I went through some things that had happened in my younger years and things that happened and how easy it is to want to get within our own physical and forget that we have divine source there to help us and that we have our guides there to help us be able to know how to say things right and how to word things right. And I encourage us, Mom, really... fall on to that and remember that source is there for you, encouraging and working with you and helping this young man through this. Let's see if we can get another connection for somebody else who may be listening to the program. Let's see. Not necessarily pulling in anyone in particular. I do feel that there is a thinning of the veil, a thinning of the ability to connect, a thinning of the ability to bring these messages forward. And many people are getting these messages on their own and not necessarily needing the words to come from someone of like myself or a psychic or a reader or that type of thing because the veil is thinning. We just need to learn to start listening and allowing ourselves to become quiet and to connect and to attune into that vibration because they are there. They are here with us every day. And we need to encourage our children that are in the school systems that are being bombarded daily with certain belief systems or certain do this or certain do that. We need to also let them know that the people on the other side are there to help and encourage, such as our Mikey earlier, that, you know, they're there to help us get through. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am spectacular. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. The sun is shining.
Very good. Where are you located?
I'm located in British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you today?
I have a question. I wake up soaked in sweat to the point where it looks as if someone's poured a bucket of water on me in my bed. And I've just recently been diagnosed with sleep apnea. I was wondering if that's what it is or if it's perhaps something else altogether.
What I heard when you first began talking, what is your age?
My age is, I'll be 37 in June.
Okay. They're showing me that your body's doing some changing. It's
okay.
doing some transitioning. And a couple of the things that they're showing me that you can do is use some essential oils.
Okay, I've got lots of those.
With that.
Is there a particular ones in that I should be using? Or
one of the blends that I oftentimes will give to people when I get this feeling, it's a blend of clary sage and then some other essential oils that are in there to help bring kind of almost like a hormonal balance.
Okay.
That I would recommend that you would use something like that would help. And for the sleep apnea, you said you just had that diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. What brought on going in and finding out that this is what you had?
Waking up soaked. I just met a stranger, and I was talking to some other people about always waking up soaking wet, like completely soaking wet. And it's been about like 20 years I've been telling doctors, I don't sleep, I don't know what it is, but I don't feel rest, I don't sleep. And it's just now that they've come to this conclusion that it's sleep apnea.
Okay.
And I had a sleep study done on me and had machines to sleep with and whatnot.
Okay. Are you aware of the fact that you travel when you're sleeping? That you actually do leave your body and you do go and do travel work and you do work on the other side?
It's
showing me that you're doing this.
I am not consciously aware of it, but from everything, I've had an instant awakening in September of last year, and from everything that's been going on in my life, I can bet that I do it. I'm just not conscious of it.
Okay. One of the things that they're showing me that they want you to do is they want you to start doing a dream journal.
Okay.
And something so simple as I dreamt of a horse.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Okay.
Or I saw like a rainbow. Or
yeah.
You know, just the little details that you remember. Now, if moving makes it go away from you, if you keep a little tape recorder beside the side of your bed, you can just click the tape recorder. They're showing me that you need to do that because it's going to help you become aware of the fact that you're working on the other side.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why you're waking up as you are. They're showing me that your physical body is reacting to the work that you're doing in spirit.
Okay.
That it's kind of like laboring.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you work and you build up a sweat and you're, you know.
Oh, yeah, I wake up like it's like, I'm not kidding, that someone threw a bucket on me and the bed. Like my bedding is soaking wet right through. I'm soaking wet.
Like and I can totally see that. I can totally connect with that.
Yeah.
They're showing me it's because of the work that you're doing on the other side and because of your sleep pattern being as it is, you're not being able to make that. You know how sometimes when we wake up and we get that jarred awake, it's like, and we jump in our sleep?
Yes.
That you're doing that rather than transitioning in and out slowly and easily.
I get sleep paralysis as well.
Okay. They're really wanting you to become aware of this because that is something that is a part of your path, is to do this work through sleep.
Right.
And this is something that you're going to need to want to really get a handle on and help bring to the conscious level what's going on in the subconscious during dream time.
Okay.
That there's a lot of that into play into what's going on with that. And then the oils for doing, like I was saying, doing some essential oils, bringing in clary sage is one of them hearing. I'm also hearing lavender, the French lavender, not spike, because spike will stimulate, but the French lavender.
Okay, so French lavender.
I'm also hearing some tangerine.
Okay.
and I had another one. Let's see if I can get it. And bergamot.
Oh, great. I've got three of those four. Excellent.
And if you can take like a lotion, like a
mm-hmm.
little cream, what I do for my clients when they come in is I have these little cream bottles.
Yeah.
And I just put oil in it, which makes it affordable for people rather than have to buy
oil. Exactly, yeah.
But, and then they can just apply them. And what they're showing me is that at bedtime you need to rub this lotion, mix these drops, like put like 10, 15, 20 drops of
yeah.
whatever you feel impressed to put in the lotion jar.
Yeah.
Mix it together really well. They're showing me that you're applying this around your ankle bone
at night
before you go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay?
Excellent.
And that's going to also help bring a balance.
Right.
On a hormonal level.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, April.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you for your call. You have a wonderful evening.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Working with essential oils is just amazing. It's one of my passions. It's one of my true loves. And they come from the earth. They're from the plant life. They're from the herbs and all of that. But bringing those into our lives and using them in a way of helping balance is just phenomenal. I think she'll have great results if she's able to create this little mixture, if she follows her intuitive ability. That's fantastic to be able to do that. It's, at one point in time, it was kind of cute. I have a group of folks that come in, women who are going through the change, and they'll come in and they'll get their cream and their lotions. And I usually see them on about a regular schedule because they're all using them at about the same. But one gal, when she started using them, her hot flashes had completely stopped, and she was so cute because she said she used it and, you know, noticed very immediately she was better, and used it a second time and immediately noticed she was better. But then she decided, well, it just has to be because my body's decided it's better. So she didn't use the creams before she went to work that morning. Well, I just got the word. We need to wrap it up. This has been April with Across the Veil. Tune in next week, and hopefully we can get your calls and answer your questions. Have a wonderful week.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.